Meanwhile, the rand continues to be one of the most undervalued currencies in the world. That's according to The Economist's Big Mac Index, with the data suggesting that the local unit should be trading at 7 rand 75 to the dollar. Joining me now as we put the focus on Forex is RMB's head of FX execution, Madete Thulare. Thank you so much for your time, Madete. Let's actually start there. How undervalued is the rand right now?
Well, massively undervalued. You know, I think it's anything. We know the local issues and obviously that, you know, the global factors that are impacting the rand. And I suppose, you know, it's quite an interesting one, especially when you think about it, that just a week and a half ago, we were at 17.30. Yeah. But also, you know, 2 years ago, around a similar point in time, we traded at all-time highs of 1935. That was at the midst of the COVID pandemic. And obviously, it feels like 24 months later, you know, with the second Black Swan event, I mean, the first Black Swan event obviously being COVID-19, and now the second Black Swan event being the geopolitical tension out in Eastern Europe. That's given us a push towards that 1730 highs that we saw a few weeks ago. So it just shows you that obviously, combined with the local factors and obviously the global factors, we are seeing the rand really underperforming at this point in time.
Yeah, and things are really changing because I was looking at the rand earlier this morning. It was trading at around 16 rand 78 against the US dollar. Now I just did that market read and it was sitting at 16 rand 93. I mean, is this just caution ahead of this big Fed meeting?
You're very much right. I mean, we were making very mild gains, but soon I think nervousness around what the Fed is expected to do tomorrow and obviously some other end of week risks will obviously restrict us. I mean, we did open this morning at 16.76. We initially did well. And I think we've initially we had corrected all of last week's underperformance. But I think if anything, you know, we had also seen that the rand had made, you know, fourth day of gains. And obviously, I think some of the news from last night with regards to President Cyril Ramaphosa addressing the nation's energy crisis obviously did help alleviate. But, you know, after that, I mean, it just feels like the sentiment at this point in time is around what the Fed is going to do and the new signals of further monetary tightening amid talks about a recession. So we don't really see scope for Jay Powell to back off the hawkish message despite the market concerns about the economic outlook. And year to date, I mean, already the rand has lost about 6% against the dollar. But there's many risks for the rand into the close of the year from both a local and also an offshore perspective.
Yeah. So you spoke about the Fed's monetary tightening path, of course, so that is the biggest driver for the rand right now and also the dollar. So there's really this push and pull between the Fed and the SARB. So, I mean, with the Fed expected to push with another 75 basis point hike, I'm wondering then how much will the SARB have to pull to match that?
You know what? I think already with two, you know, interest rate meetings left for into the close of the year for Lesetša Kganyogo. I mean, obviously, the inflation print number that we saw last week was the fastest inflation print that we'd seen in almost 8 years of his tenure at the Reserve Bank. And it's quite interesting, especially given the fact that already of the five panel members there, three had voted for the 75 basis point increase, one had voted for 100 basis points, yeah, and another one had voted for 50 basis points. So it just signals to you that the central bank locally is obviously trying to front load the interest rate hikes and then scale back once inflation is under control. But as we say, I mean, you know, the risks to the economy at this point in time from a global economic perspective, central banks obviously are meeting. We've seen the likes of Brazil raising, you know, interest rates by 400 basis points. We've seen the likes of India also raising by like 90 basis points. So global central banks obviously are really active in this point in time. But also, we need not forget that there's geopolitical tension out in Eastern Europe. There's also talks about a recession out in the U.S., which will obviously have a global impact. As we know, if the U.S. sneezes, the rest of the world catches a cold. And talking about a cold, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic is still a threat.
Yeah.
We are still seeing the numbers out in Asia also, you know, creeping up slightly. And also, from a local perspective, we do know that, you know, the there's still issues with regards to Eskom and obviously how that will factor into the numbers and obviously the politics as well. I mean, we're going into the ANC's policy conference soon and also the elective conference into the close of the year.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, lots of things that really could be catalysts for the Rand moving forward, looking at the rest of the week. But thank you very much for giving us that detail, Madede. That was Madede Tulare from RMB.